Good morning. 6:20 a.m. on July 27th. A chilly morning. Chilly by comparison. It's 60 degrees and it feels cooler. The thermometer at the airport says 57. My house says 60. It's high 50s. It's gorgeous. It's just gorgeous. I was going to mow the backyard today. I might do that just because it's such a gorgeous morning. Yesterday, got some audio work, a lot of audio work, and in process. I didn't actually get a lot of audio work done. I got through about halfway through Abby's first piece. That's the first piece that I'm working on. And
1 mile in 18 minutes, 24 seconds. Oh.
1 mile in 18 minutes, 24 seconds. Okay. So I got Abby's stuff partly done. I got to get it finished. This is stuff that I read the other day and then edited yesterday while the sprinklers were going. The irrigation was running, so I couldn't do much. This morning, I don't have irrigation running, and it looks like everybody's going to go to work or school or something today. So I should have quiet time to record. One of the things I've discovered, to my chagrin, is that I can't record for more than 45 minutes to an hour before I start making too many mistakes. I start to, my back starts to hurt, and I have to stop. Not good. But part of it is that I'm really out of shape. I used to do this all the time and be able to do it for a couple hours at a whack, but I haven't done it for over a year, so yeah, I need to get back into shape. It's okay. Got 100,000 words and then perhaps a little bit more. One thing I did discover yesterday was that as I was going through one of the little exercises that I usually do before I start recording is take the word counts for each chapter so I know how much is going to go into each episode. And what I discovered was something quite curious. So all the new stuff that I've written is between 2,000 and 4,000 words. So all of the chapters that go into the front of the book, 2,000, 4,000 words, right in there. You know, up to upwards of 5, but really 2 to 4,000. Nice bite-sized. 4,000 words is about 20 minutes. So here's a problem. Starting at chapter 14, which is basically where the book that I wrote in NaNoWriMo last time began, that chapter is 11,000 words. Chapter 2 is 11,500. And everything after that is 5,000 or more. It's a very odd thing. And I suspect what happened was that I was working in NaNoWriMo mode and just writing. So a lot of what I might have broken into chapters just got bundled all into the same folder. So what I need to do is go through the last part of the book and fix the chapters, because at the moment they're a bit off, and it's going to make it very difficult to record, because 11,000 words is something over an hour, and if I keep my structure of not breaking in mid chapter, then that 11,000 words is going to be like 65 minutes. That isn't going to work. So I need to go through and see if there are some logical breakpoints. I really need to break those long chapters into thirds. And then there's a couple of 9,000 word chapters. If I broke them in half, that would That would give me a more uniform flow in terms of recording. And I think it's entirely likely that I'll find places in there that I have as scene breaks at the moment, and would make sense to make them chapter breaks, because when I was doing this to begin with, I wasn't really looking at the chapter structure. I wasn't really looking at, okay, this chapter is about X, and when I get done talking about X, I need to add another chapter, which is typically how I work it. So that if something is going on in the chapter, the title of the chapter is significant to the words that will follow somehow. It's not necessarily a main theme. It's not always the big point. Sometimes it's a little underlining of what might be conceived of as a minor point. Sometimes it's just a landmark. One of the chapters is named for a city that they, a town really, that they travel through on their way to Cleesport. So, yeah, I got a little bit of work to do there. Yesterday I made bread. It was the first time using brown sugar instead of white sugar and molasses. It came out quite nice. I was very pleased. It doesn't have the same kind of grandma's molasses flavor that I was kind of looking for, but it's still quite good. The bread machine is really quite cool. It's ridiculous, but I'm enjoying it immensely. It means I have fresh homemade bread, even if it is, you know, not pounded out by my arms, but whipped around by the little Teflon paddle. At least I know what's in it. There's not really all that much salt, so yeah, some issues there. I've got several recipes now for tortillas, thank you. Those are they're great recipes, too. I may have to get some masa harina, because right now I'm just using bread flour. But the extra flavor and texture from the masa harina, the corn flour, I think it is, that would be kind of cool. So, let's see what else. I haven't done the second batch yet. I have been reading up on how to make them, and I think my problem was I left them on a griddle that was too cold. It needed to be a hot griddle. And I left them on too long. And I rolled them too flat. They need to have a little depth to them, I think. So yeah. We'll get it. Oh, what else? Oh, the never-ending trial of high school. My younger daughter wants to go to the charter school across town for her high school years because several of her friends go there, and she already has a connection for people who transferred over to the charter middle school. And, fine. But it's a lottery system, and I think I've talked about this before. So she had to put her name in for the lottery, had to put an application in for the lottery. And, you know, when it didn't come by July 1st, or it didn't come at all yet, so we're thinking, well, you know. And we set about getting her into the Arts Magnet program, which was her second choice. And she got accepted, so she's now actually in the Arts Magnet program. And that's very cool, because I think she'd do great there. But she came home the other day, and it's like very upset that I needed to call and find out, because if we hadn't had a call, then that means that they lost her application, because they call everybody and tell them if they made it or not. Well, that didn't make sense to me, because I'm pretty sure they get a lot of applications that they never call back. I know when we were trying to put elder daughter into this charter program in the elementary level, we put her in 2 years in advance for kindergarten, and we got a letter inviting her to attend second grade 4 years after that, which we didn't actually follow up on, she was well ensconced and happy in her school, so we just let it go by. It was the right choice. So anyway, she was quite upset, and I got a lot of, well, if you don't want to bother with it, I understand. It's like, I've already filled out special forms and made double trips and made possible for you to get into this program by calling and bending the ear of the admissions people at Central. But I will call and find out what's going on. So I did. No, they're still drawing names. Lottery isn't over yet. They can invite her up to August 1st. School starts in like 3 weeks, but they can invite her to attend up until August 1 if they have an opening. It's like, seriously? We're going to transfer out of the middle of the first semester to a new school? In the middle of the first semester of high school? That just doesn't seem right to me.
Good morning.
Good morning. So anyway, that's where we are with high school. And of course, elder daughter's going to graduate. I hope this isn't going to be a problem with Balticon. Because their graduation is Friday night, Friday afternoon. And let's see. May wind up a day late. More if I can't get into Baltimore. It is a gorgeous morning. So what else? What am I going to do next? Getting a lot of call for Cape Grace. So I'm not quite sure why, but okay. So I suppose I'm going to have to... Well, I've actually said I'm going to get that done before the end of the year. So I've got the last book of the first trilogy of Tanith Fairport Adventures to do. And I've got the last bridge book, the second of the Shaman Tales. Maybe we'll have some more after that. I don't know. We'll see. And I've got to write a short story for John Miro that I committed to. I've got to go look and see what he sent me for Story Bible. I'm not sure what I'm supposed to write. About a couple of days. Couple, 3 or 4 days of writing that should take care of it. It's a work for hire, so it'll be his for the most part. He'll have exclusive rights to it for a while, and then I'll get it back so that I can sell it myself or use it as a reprint in other ways. What else am I thinking about? I still haven't got the story Bible from Sigwiverse yet. That's the other thing. I've got a 40,000 word story about Greedock the Splithead. Oh, beautiful day. So yeah, I've got some work cut out for me here. The story that I thought was done isn't quite yet. The reading is fun. Hearing it out loud. I mean, like really hearing it out loud, just other than like hearing it in my head. That's very sharp. Oh, and boy, I was dumb. I put some books in a consignment shop last forever when I was down at Cosign, and the lady paid me, gave me a check, and I stuck it in the book, put the books in the bag, brought the books home. A couple of days ago, a week and a half ago, somebody ordered one. I pulled it out of the box, threw it in, and mailed it off. I got a phone call last night. The check was still in the book. So, thank you, Wintry Born, for calling me, contacting me, and letting me know that I was a dumbass. He'll mail me the check back as soon as he gets home. Oh, God. You know, I thought, I was like, gee, wasn't there supposed to be? I know there was a check there somewhere. It wasn't a very big check, so it wasn't one that I got a high priority on getting it into the bank, although I probably should because it's screwing up their accounting. Oh, well. I need to do that, too. So, the 27th. July is almost over. We're almost at August. I can get a book out by August 1st. Can't get the audio done in that time, but I can get the book out. The question is, do I hold the book or do I put it out anyway while I'm working on the audio production? And I really don't have a good answer. Getting the book out on Llamas would be excellent because the way Amazon and all the rest of them count royalties by month, so it would give it a full month in August. And probably August is a bad month to release a book, but I was talking to Mer Lafferty yesterday, and I think the idea is that the best time to release a book is as soon as it's ready, and the worst time to release a book is later, because unless you've got a really good reason, unless you've got some really telling idea as to what it is you want to do with it, delaying the book isn't really going to help you. And building the audience for a title as soon as possible, rather than waiting for a month or two or three to enter a market with some sort of fanfare, there's no real guarantee that you'll make up those sales that you could have done if you just started 3 months sooner. Now, waiting until I can release all formats at once, that makes a certain amount of sense. Waiting until I've done the read-through so I know what changes I want to make, if any, in the text might make sense. I found a couple of sentences that I read differently than was on the page, but I feel no incentive to go find those few words and make them different in the book. They weren't significantly different. It was a matter of how did it roll off my tongue, and it didn't quite match the word on the page, and I didn't care. It was close enough. Which goes back to the idea of how perfect does it have to be? Is there a perfect word or a phrase, and how much time should I spend trying to find it? The answer is not really. It's kind of fluid. It's a bit flexible. Oh, it's such a gorgeous morning. Sun is well up now in the sky. It's going to be a warm day. I will have to mow the lawn. Well, I'll either today or tomorrow. We'll have to see how things shake out here in the next hour and a half. I can't mow before 8 a.m., just out of deference to the neighbors. But I am at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day. and I will talk to you then.